Good morning, Master. Good morning. There you are. I'll help you sit up. Please don't mind my touch. Hello, sir. How are you feeling today? No, Master. It's not good to sleep in today. I'll be here to help you through it as always. Will you have tea or coffee this morning? Very well. Here you are. Will you have the usual amount of cream and sugar? Yes, Master. You requested that your breakfast was brought to you, so here it is. I've prepared an egg danish with bacon and thyme, a hazelnut soup to cleanse your palate, and a sweet berry pudding for dessert. This breakfast is high in vitamin K, and the berries are said to aid fertility. Please enjoy your meal, Master. I'll take my leave. Oh? Of course I would stay and speak with you, Master. Have I done something wrong? A regular conversation? I would be honored. Oh, I couldn't sit on your bed. I disturbed the blankets. If it's your request, Master, I will sit. I'm glad you enjoy the meal. I know it's only my duty to clean, but I enjoy cooking for you, Master. To know that I am contributing to your good health is all I could ask. Something bothering me? Well, No, Master, there's nothing. I love being with you whenever I can. Well, I can aid your physical health with the meals I make, but I know you have been showing signs of loneliness. There's so much I'd like to say, but Master, do I have permission to speak out of turn? Just this once? You see, I've known you for so long, Master. I understand your body language very well. I've noticed little things. You holding to yourself more often. Appearing so much smaller. You don't speak the same way you used to. I shouldn't say this to you. It's not my place, but I want you to know that I truly care about you. More than I can understand. I love you. And I want you to be happy. I want to see you become the way you were before. So I've decided to make it my mission to find a way for you to be happy again. No, please. This is a mission for my sake, too. When I see you happy, Master, my heart feels warm. Before I met you, I didn't understand what I would do with my life and who I would be. I was doing poorly with the Maid's Academy and training, but you chose me despite that, and you gave me a chance. You're the one I want to care for forever and ever. That's what I want, so I will. I'll care for your physical health, and your mental health too. No, this isn't a burden on me. This is my job. And I love my job. You could never be a burden, Master. I know you might scold me for this, but I know you have a vacation coming up, and you usually spend them at home, sleeping quite a bit and not eating well, so I've decided that I want to take you on a trip. I knew you would be hesitant, so I bought the tickets already. We're going to a mountain festival. Up north. I've rented a quiet cabin with a wonderful view. At night, there will be lanterns hung around the village, and they'll have good food. And during the day, you can have a relaxing time and enjoy the scenery. No, sir. I use my own money to buy these things. I would never use your money without permission. I hoped that, since you knew I'd done all these things with what I earned, you would feel compelled to come. I know that method is a bit questionable, but I really want you to be with me. Come with me, I mean. Please, Master? Won't you? Do you promise? Then, when your break starts, we'll have a proper vacation. The locals are kind. You can meet and talk to as many people as you like. I'm going to bring back your best self.